Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here's what happened. Whole world is talking about this, and they're talking about it because the Algerian boxer clearly is male. You could see that in the video. But we're not allowed to talk about what is male. What is a male? Amani Khalif defeated Italy's Angelina Carini after Carini abandoned the match after just 46 seconds, couldn't take being hit in the face that hard. Anybody, and she's, Khalif celebrates the win while Carini is left on her knees in tears. Can you imagine training all the years you have to train for this, giving up everything you have to give up for this, and you can't take more than 46 seconds? Because you're being beaten down by a man. She then broke her silence about why she abandoned the fight. She said, I got into the ring to fight. I didn't give up, but one punch hurt too much. And so I said, enough. I'm going out with my head held high. She's been attacked relentlessly by the left online for not taking the beating. Can you imagine? We tell women now, if the man wants your place on the awards podium, you must step aside. A woman's place is somewhere in the background while the man takes the glory in men's sports and women's sports too. But if the man says, you are allowed to win, I'm not going to participate, why then you can have a chance. So train your whole life, give up everything. On the off chance that it'll be convenient for the man to allow you to get on the podium, if he wishes. But if he doesn't wish, then you can go on. It's just, you'll just train to find out whether he's going to let you or punch you in the face. It got so bad that this poor Italian fighter has been so demonized by the left for crying and not taking more punches online that Carini's coach, so this is the Italian fighter, Emanuele Razzini, had to come out and say, look, quitting the match wasn't part of the plan. This poor fighter was accused of setting up the man who beat her by not taking the punches. It would have been easier not to show up because all of Italy had been asking her not to fight for days, saying, look, you're going to get hurt here. That is a man. You could tell by looking. That is a look at the musculature in the arms of the Algerian fighter versus the actual woman fighter who's Italian. Women aren't cut like that. Not without some testosterone, not without an injection, not without some help. But Angela was motivated and wanted to do it. So who is getting beaten again after being punched in the face? The woman who would not sit there and allow a man to beat her and pretend. They wanted her to pretend, I guess, that it didn't hurt. So Now this woman is being torn to pieces for falling on her knees and crying because she couldn't take another punch from a man. Here we are. So the left wants her to stand up and take a beating that might hurt her or kill her. That's what they want. You know what? When you get killed because you take a punch to the face from a man, something you do not have the musculature or the facial composure to take, men's jaws are thicker. They can take a harder hit than we can. That's why it's so devastating when a man hits a woman. We have always understood this as a society. And Riley Gaines is right. The left expects you to die. And when you die because of left-wing policies, what have we said? They mock you and they cancel you. Remember the MSNBC segment? Laughing at the women who had been murdered by illegal immigrants. Laughing at them. Laughter out loud. Pramila Jayapal, Democrat congresswoman. It's funny when women die. It's funny when we talk about it. And then they decided not to talk about it. So if you die because of Democrat policies as a woman, understand the penalty for embarrassing the party is cancellation. They may mock you on the way out and laugh. Hard to say, but she'll be canceled for not surviving. Riley Gaines understands this. Take a listen.
If this isn't a line we draw in the sand, I don't even know if a woman being fatally injured, if that's the line we draw in the sand. It's tragic that this is the reality. I predicted this, honestly. I mean, I could have told you. I've seen all over social media people saying, how did we get here? You shouldn't be surprised by this. This is what we should be expecting.
Yeah. Here's what they're saying. Okay, this individual took a DNA test, tested positive for a male XY chromosome, positive for male level testosterone exceeding what is eligible to fight a woman. This was the International Boxing Association was banned along with another man from competing. Now the Algerian Olympic Committee is saying, but what is a man? Well, it used to be an XY chromosome. Well, what they're saying now is that this individual is not transgender, but was born cross-sex, intersex. In contrast to the reports that have been circulating, the Algerian athlete Imane Khalif is not a trans woman. She is an intersex person who has always socialized as a woman and has a sporting history in women's competitions. So what would an intersex person be? That is a person who is biologically male. Folks, we don't even know if any of this is true. You know what the problem is? Let me tell you what this establishes right now, where we are. Okay, Algeria is saying, no. Sure, this person has male level testosterone, failed a gender test, has male chromosomes, which would be XY, women would be XX. But you can't criticize because they say they're intersex. So what's going to happen? Men are going to show up and you cannot question them even when they fail the gender test on two different parameters, chromosome and also hormone level. That's where we're going. And women who refuse to be beaten by them, including fatally beaten, will be mocked and derided. This is where we are. Or we can stand up and fight. And look, you and I know what this is going to come down to. These women are going to have to refuse. They're going to have to refuse to compete. There is no other way. We have to destroy the competition by making them the only folks on the field. That is the only way this is going to end. These girls have to stop being props in this play, in this fake reality.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.